How you doing, Ian?
I'm doing all right. How are you, Dick?
I'm doing well, man. Tell me, give me a read on what needed to happen in the conference tonight, for whom, and then what happened in the Elma Montesano game.
Well, everything was already set as far as the conference participants in the Evergreen League for the district crossovers. You had Montesano. They clinched up the league championship with a win over Tenino last week, and then you had Hoquiam and Forks playing up in the Ho Rainforest in Forks for the number 2 and number 3 seed. The winner gets the 2, the loser gets the 3. And that game ended up being not necessarily terribly more competitive than the Montesano Elma game, but it was a little bit closer. At least it was close at halftime. We can get to that in a second. But, sure. But you asked about Montesano Elma. Unfortunately, Montesano's dominance of Elma continued this season. They've won, I think, about 11 straight over the Eagles. This used to be one of the big rivalries in Southwest Washington. It still is, only 10 miles separating the towns of Montesano and Elma. So this is the East County Civil War. Unfortunately for Elma, they fumbled the ball on the third play of the game. Montesano picked it up, drove it down to the 3-yard line, where likely offensive player of the year in the Evergreen League, Carson Klinger, would score from 6 yards out, his first of 2 touchdowns on the day. He finished with 100 yards rushing to go along with Trevor Ridgeway's 3 touchdown passes on the day. And when all was said and done, Montesano had a 42-0 lead at halftime and went on to win 49-0.
Is that a team that's a legitimate state championship contender?
You know, I don't know. I would like to say yes, because I mean you look at the way that they have racked up points. They average around 45 points a game this season. But the only team that they have faced who is even a playoff team would be considered a good playoff team would be the Hoquiam Grizzlies. They beat them 20-14. They pummeled Forks, the other playoff qualifier out of the Evergreen League. So they really haven't seen anybody yet. My take on them is that they are a very good football team. Are they Royal, Zilla, Connell good? Well, we're going to find out in a couple of weeks, because likely scenario is that if they win their crossover playoff, they have to go east of the mountains and play Connell in the opening round of the state playoffs, which is a little interesting. We can get into that one and the way seeding works in the WIAA at another time. But yeah, they would have to take on the number 3 team in the state. And that's an interesting way to start things off. Last year, they had to open up against the defending league champion, Cascade Christian. So, are they good? Yes. Are they a state championship contender? You know, until I actually see them go out there and play one of the top-tier teams in the state, I'm probably going to say that they would have their hands full against one of those teams like Zilla, Royal, or Connell.
Gotcha. Yeah, Connell and Royal right now, at least in our FinalScore.tv poll, 1-2 with Royal beating Connell earlier on the season. So Royal at 8-0 coming into this week, Connell at 7-1. You were alluding to that game between Hoquiam and Forks up in the Ho Rainforest, which we got plenty of rain around here this week. I can imagine what happened in the Ho Rainforest this week.
It was coming down pretty heavily up there. 16-14 was your score at halftime. Hoquiam actually missed an opportunity to take the lead. They trailed by 2. Missed a field goal at the end of the first half, went into the locker room down 2 points, and just like they did last week when they scored 41 second half points, they come out in the second half, they hang 41 on the Spartans up in Forks and go on to win by a final score of 55-22. Gregory Dick, their talented senior quarterback, a couple of touchdown runs. Artemis Johnson with another big day, over 100 yards rushing. We had him at unofficially 3 touchdowns is what we were told. So Hoquiam rolls to a 55-22 win over Forks. So the way that it will break down in District 4 for the 1A playoff crossovers, it'll be Hoquiam going up against Kingsway Christian, Vancouver, a private school. That'll be a 2-2. Then you've got the number 1 seed out of the Trico, La Center hosting Forks, the number 1 seed out of the Evergreen League, Montesano, hosting Columbia White Salmon, who pounded Stevenson today to book their trip into the district playoffs. So those are the 3 games, and out of those 3, we'll get 3 playoff teams into the state brackets, and the number 1 seed will be La Center if they win. Number 2 would be the number 1 would be most likely Montesano if they were to win, and you know, it's anyone's guess as to what happens when Hoquiam and Kingsway Christian go up against each other. I actually haven't seen them play this season, but it sounds like they are a very good team. I think they only got 2 losses on the season, so should be a pretty good matchup down in Vancouver next week. And then, as we said, the way that the travel schedule comes out, it looks like that if Hoquiam and Montesano were to be victorious in their crossovers, Monty would have to go over and play Connell, the number three seed out of, the likely number three seed, that is, out of District 5, and Hoquiam would have to go either play Mount Baker or Kings. So welcome to the playoffs, Hoquiam.
Right, exactly. Rough. Hey, thanks, man. We'll see you next week.
Have a great weekend.
You bet. That's Ian Cope out there, Fox Sports Radio in Grays Harbor.